Appendix, Bible Study Tools. Introduction. Imagine that you call a carpenter to fix a window that does not close properly. As he unpacks, you notice that his toolbox is nearly empty. In fact, it contains only one tool, a hammer. The carpenter says, "I don't use many tools. Too many tools causes confusion." You would begin to worry. When he begins to pound on the window with his hammer, you might shout, "Stop! You'll break my window! You need a screwdriver, not a hammer. Go get the right tools." A library is an important part of a pastor's toolbox. A man once visited a pastor who had very few Bible study resources. It wasn't because books were not available in his language. It wasn't because he was too poor to buy books. He had many books and DVDs for entertainment. As they visited, the pastor said, "I avoid reading too much about the Bible and theology. I am afraid too much study will confuse me." This pastor had a nearly empty toolbox. This appendix explains how to build a Bible study library. Because books can be expensive, you should add to your collection in stages, obtaining the most important books first. You can use free online resources when they are available. Many of the books mentioned here have already been mentioned within the lesson text, but this appendix has all of the information in one place for easy reference. This appendix will help you to fill your toolbox. Step 1. The basics. Concordances. In the process of interpreting a passage, you identify important words. One part of studying these words is comparing their use in your study passage to their use in other passages. To do this, you need to know about other passages that use the same word. If you have access to the internet or a Bible software program, you can search for a word, and the website or program will show you all of the verses where that word is used. A second option is a printed concordance. A concordance lists the words found in the Bible. Under each word entry are listed the references for the verses in which that word appears. Large concordance books have every occurrence of each main word found in the Bible. Small concordances are included in the back of some Bibles. They have fewer words and do not include every verse for those words. Concordances can be helpful for study if you understand their strengths and limitations. Things to remember when using a concordance for study include 1. The Bible was translated into your language from Hebrew and Greek. In some cases, multiple Hebrew and Greek words have been translated into a single word in your language. If the same word is used in your Bible in two different verses, you should not assume that it was translated from the same original word in both instances. 2. Even if the word used in various places in your Bible is not from the same original word in Hebrew or Greek, each use of it in your Bible is an example of a normal use of the word at the time that your Bible was translated. Therefore, you have examples of various uses of the word. This is helpful when you are listing all of the possible meanings for the word. 3. Some concordances show the original Hebrew or Greek word beside each entry word. This helps you to know whether the word in your language is translated from the same Hebrew or Greek word in the various listed verses. 4. A concordance that shows original words also gives definitions, like a dictionary. However, a concordance or dictionary usually gives several possible meanings of a word, so you must still look at context to determine which meaning the writer intended. Strong's Concordance by James Strong is the most popular concordance of the King James Bible. An online version of this concordance is available at studylight.org. Many other concordances linked to other versions of the Bible are available as well. Bible Dictionaries. 1. Provide background information on terms, places, and people. 2. Give examples of verses where the entry words are used. 3. May explain the different meanings the word has in various places. Popular Bible dictionaries include New Bible Dictionary by Marshall, Packer, and Wiseman, published by InterVarsity Press. an expository dictionary of Old and New Testament words by W. E. Vine, published by Thomas Nelson. This is one of the oldest and most widely used Bible dictionaries. Additional online Bible dictionaries are available at BibleStudyTools.com Dictionaries. Bible Handbooks. A Bible handbook provides an introduction to each book of the Bible with basic information about the author and history. Halley's Bible Handbook, published by Zondervan, is available in many editions and is usually inexpensive. Baker Illustrated Bible Handbook by Hayes and Duvall is a newly updated alternative to Halley's Bible Handbook. If you cannot purchase a Bible handbook yet, we recommend using the free introductory Old Testament and New Testament courses produced by Shepherd's Global Classroom. These courses provide background for each of the books of the Bible. Bible Atlases. A Bible atlas includes maps of each place mentioned in the Bible, pictures of cities that have been excavated, and articles on the ancient world. Zondervan Atlas of the Bible by Carl Rasmussen is a good Bible atlas. However, any thorough Bible atlas will work well. An online Bible atlas is available at BibleAtlas.org. Bible Translations. Note: for more information on translations, read Dr. Alan Brown's article, From the Mind of God to the Mind of Man, in the April 2011 edition of God's Revivalist, available online. Regardless of your preferred translation, reading your study passage in several versions can give new insights on a verse. Translations vary based on two major factors: the target audience. Some translations are addressed to an audience with a smaller vocabulary. Here is 1 John 2:2 in two different translations, King James Version. He is the propitiation for our sins. New Living Translation. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sin. Propitiation expresses the necessity of a sacrifice to atone for sin. Two ideas are important in this concept: the wrath of God against sin, the mercy of God in providing a way of atonement. The mercy of God in providing a way of atonement. In the New Living Translation, the phrase sacrifice that atones replaces the more difficult propitiation. In the Old Testament, sin was propitiated by an animal sacrifice. In the New Testament, Christ came as the atoning sacrifice for the world. Some translations explain concepts that a non-believer or new Christian may not understand. Here is Romans 11:16 in two translations, King James Version. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. New Century Version. If the first piece of bread is offered to God, then the whole loaf is made holy. Now let's read those verses again and think about the differences between them. King James Version. For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. This refers to the Old Testament law that the first part of a crop be given as an offering to God, Numbers 15:21. New Century Version. If the first piece of bread is offered to God, then the whole loaf is made holy. Since some readers will not know the Old Testament background of first fruit, New Century Version adds words to explain this term. Translation Philosophy. Some translations, King James Version, New American Standard Bible, and English Standard Version, attempt to retain the grammar and sentence structure of the original Hebrew or Greek text. As much as possible, these translations keep the original word order and divide sentences in the same way as the original. Other translations, New International Version, New Living Translation, and New Century Version, attempt to communicate the message in updated language, sometimes changing the sentence structure to better express the concept. Here is 2 Corinthians 10:13 in different translations, more literal translations, King James Version, KJV. But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which God hath distributed to us, a measure to reach even unto you. English Standard Version, ESV. But we will not boast beyond limits, but will boast only with regard to the area of influence God assigned to us, to reach even to you. Adapted Translations. New International Version, NIV. We, however, will not boast beyond proper limits, but will confine our boasting to the field God has assigned to us, a field that reaches even to you. New Century Version, NCV. But we will not brag about things outside the work that was given us to do. We will limit our bragging to the work that God gave us, and this includes our work with you. It is best to begin your passage study with a translation that closely follows the structure in the original language. Then you can look in the more adapted translations for comparison. You can compare several translations online at BibleGateway.com. This group of 5 to 6 books will provide a small basic library for Bible study. By using online sources, you can develop this part of your library at a very low cost. This will give you a basic toolbox for Bible interpretation. Step 2. Growing your library. As you study, you may find that you need a bigger collection of tools. 2 screwdrivers may seem like enough for a beginning carpenter. As he attempts more difficult jobs, he learns that some projects require special screwdrivers. Over time, he adds more screwdrivers to his toolbox. The sources listed in this section will expand your toolbox for Bible study. When you can add these to your library, you will be better equipped for Bible study. Study Bibles. A good study Bible is a Bible, commentary, Bible handbook, concordance, and atlas all in one book. A study Bible is a good start for your study. The Thompson Chain Reference Bible was first published more than 100 years ago and has been used by thousands of Bible students. The Thompson Chain Reference Bible does not give commentary. Instead, it uses a numbering system to guide you in your own study of a topic. You can see the topic chains used in the Thompson Bible at studylight.org. The Life Application Study Bible contains an overview of each book, notes on individual verses, sketches of Bible characters, an atlas, and a concordance. It is available in several versions, including King James Version, New American Standard Bible, New International Version, and New Living Translation. Bible Commentaries. Bible commentaries provide notes for every verse or passage in the Bible. Commentaries can be printed books or can be included on Bible study websites or in Bible study software. Some printed commentary books cover only one book of the Bible, while others cover multiple books or the whole Bible. You may want to begin with a one-volume commentary. Because commentaries reflect the theological biases of the authors, you must be discerning. New Bible Commentary by InterVarsity Press is a respected commentary that gives an introduction to each book and has comments on each passage of Scripture. The Adam Clark Commentary on the Bible is not a one-volume commentary. However, a free version is available online at studylight.org. Adam Clark was a contemporary of John Wesley. He was a brilliant scholar and a godly man. His commentary has influenced many generations of preachers and Bible teachers. Bible background. Commentaries and books on Bible background give cultural and historical context for the Bible. An understanding of the customs of the biblical world will give you a better understanding of the message of Scripture. For instance, Jesus's parables are based on the cultural practices of his day. The books of Moses often respond to the idolatrous practices of Israel's neighbors. The writings of Paul are addressed to Christians living in a polytheistic world. As we understand this background, we are more equipped to interpret scriptural teaching. Here are some good resources for learning more about the background of the books of the Bible. Old Testament. The IVP Bible Background Commentary. Old Testament. Published by InterVarsity Press. Kingdom of Priests, A History of Old Testament Israel, by Eugene H. Merrill. New Testament, The IVP Bible Background Commentary, New Testament, published by InterVarsity Press. Backgrounds of Early Christianity by Everett Ferguson. Conclusion. Stephen's parents were not believers, and he did not have the opportunity to attend Bible college. Stephen did not have a college education, but after he was called to preach, he wanted to carefully and accurately teach God's Word, 2 Timothy 2:15. Stephen understood that he would need to develop a good toolbox in order to serve his congregations. Throughout a ministry of nearly 50 years, he worked to expand his toolbox. He ministered in small churches and did not have a budget for a large library. However, over the years, he built a library that included the books discussed in this appendix. More importantly, Stephen used the books in his library. A toolbox will do you no good if the lid is rusted shut. Don't buy books for show, buy them to use. Stephen used his Strong's Concordance on a weekly basis. His Halley's Bible Handbook was worn from use. He often consulted Vine's Bible Dictionary to learn about Hebrew and Greek words. He loved the Thompson Chain Reference Bible and studied Adam Clark's commentary on each text he preached. Though Stephen never received a college diploma, he was truly a student of the Bible. He used these resources to better serve his congregations. You too can use the resources in this appendix to build your toolbox for effective ministry.
You've been listening to an audio presentation from Shepherd's Global Classroom. If you've appreciated these lessons, please take a few moments to contact us on our website or in the SGC app. Our team would love to hear from you and to know that you are praying for us as we endeavor to serve the world's most underserved pastors and Christian leaders. Thank you for listening. It's been an honor for us to provide this teaching and help you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.